The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Mariah.
Hello, welcome to The Spotlight. My name is Irene Lasu, and today our spotlighter is Saima Nizami. And Saima will be taking us through her journey as a UN volunteer. She'll be telling us where exactly she has been posted in UNMISS, which is a United Nations mission here in South Sudan. Saima, welcome to the program. Well, this is where we give you, when we get to listen to your inspiring stories as volunteers. Welcome, Saima.
Welcome.
Yes, Saima, I would like to ask this question because they say that how you start your morning actually defines how you spend your day. So what did you have for breakfast?
It's first day of Ramadan and I'm fasting.
Right, Ramadan started today.
So today I didn't have any breakfast.
I understand. Okay, so tell us, I mean, you came to South Sudan and you've been here for 2 months now. So describe the feeling when you just arrived.
Thank you for having me. South Sudan, yes. I want to tell you the history. When I was coming here, the media images and everything was very confusing when I was coming here. Then it was seems very challenging. It is challenging, but it was more difficult when you see it from outside of South Sudan. So when I was coming here with so many things, so many curiosities and anxieties in my mind, and I landed to Juba, and I came to Tomping and welcomed by the AMU team, very warm welcome with all the help, with all the settlement they give me. As soon as I have landed, I feel like, okay, I'm in a good place, and the people I have met in the first day, 2-3 people I met, all were good, very helping. So I already felt like, okay, I'm in a good hand, and I'm a believer always. I give it to God whenever I go somewhere. I do my part and give
God
other things
the rest,
to God.
Right.
So, He will take care of it. I really believe for me, I don't know about others, it was quite easy. It was very warm for me. I had a very long induction for 2 weeks. One is for the MTC induction and other from my section, which is PIO. They give me a very brief meeting in Juba, what I'm going to do in Eastern Equatoria. Yes, I forgot to mention, I was appointed for Torit, which
you
is
are
under
in
Eastern Equatoria of South Sudan. I'm in Eastern Equatoria. Yeah. So I was given a very good brief from the Juba team before coming here.
I mean, you say that you are a believer and you do your part and leave the rest to God. And you say that, that before you came in, information about South Sudan was confusing for you. So now that you have stayed here for 2 months now, would you say that you can discern for yourself? You can decide what stories befit South Sudan? Was anything you heard out there about South Sudan, what you have found on the ground?
Yes, I can give you a difference, what I have heard and what I have seen, that all we see about the floods and the disasters or the fires in the media. I'm not saying it's always the wrong, but we do not see the good part. The people of South Sudan are the very sweetest, nicest, helpful people I have found, at least, are the very good ones. Even the national and also the international colleagues working in Torit, the UN police, MLOs, UNDSS, anyone I have found very helpful. Everyone helped me to settling down here with the professional also and also the personal help, because, you know, moving from one country to another country is not always easy. Not always is never easy. So I would say, what I have got from my misconception about South Sudan was maybe I need to live in a tent always. That I thought in my mind.
Why?
Which is, I'm telling you honestly.
Why would you want to live in a tent?
I didn't know. I didn't know about. I didn't know that it will be. UNMISS has prepared this location, like living locations for us, prefabs for us with all the facilities beyond a UNV, even your MLO, your UNPOL, or international direct staff of UN. Mm-hmm. You get the same treatment from
indeed.
That what I got it in it, yes, that what I got it from here.
Well, now let's talk about what exactly we're here to hear about your stories as a volunteer. So tell me, what inspired you to become a volunteer? What made you to become one?
Then I had to go just beyond to my teenage. I will go just briefly. So I had completed my 12th in pre-engineering, and I wanted to be engineer. So during the waiting period of result, when the result is coming, we have like 2-3, 3-4 months gap in between. I was involved in many voluntary work with some local organization and events. These events and activities changed my purpose of life. I changed my academic certificate topic from engineering to social science. So I just wanted to be the part of the society who can contribute and be the reason, or at least a very little part of the reason, through underprivileged people can live themselves out of poverty, or I can change their lives. Don't know how successful I am in it, but this is the first time I've changed my aim towards my life. And after that, I started working part-time in some film production company, then eventually with World Bank, then UNDP, then UNHCR, and now in UNMISS. And I was a national UNV as well for UNDP in my home country, Bangladesh.
Right. And here you are asking yourself a question, whether you have had any impact. Trust me, you have. And that's why you are still here. Thank you so much for having the heart to change lives of the people in your community and people abroad. I mean, you're now in South Sudan serving the people in your capacity. So let's talk about you being here, and you are from Bangladesh, right?
Yes.
Yes. And your family is that side,
yes,
and you're in
South
Sudan. Yeah. Let's just talk about you being separated from your family and you coming to South Sudan. Does this demoralize you? Like, how do you keep yourself going knowing that your people are away from you?
That's a very valid question to answer. Actually, I'm very much emotionally very attached with my close family and friends. Mm. I love to spend time with them physically or virtually. So I always try to not lose the string, the attached string to be loosened. I just got married in January 2022. So just 1 year. Yes.
Into your marriage.
So after that, actually,
wow.
Yes, it was my parents are there. Yeah, my family is there. We have a big fat family. Mm-hmm. So, but I was always involved. I can't remember when the time I started working. Maybe from 2013 when I was in my second year, I started the part-time job. Mm. So everyone in my family understand that this is the job. You know, it gives me the flow to work. I mean, this is not the work only, like your work only for, you know, end of salary work, end of month salary work. It's the job gives me a very recognized soul for me.
It gives you some fulfillment.
I think I'm very blessed in this. Yeah, it gives me some fulfillment. And, you know, I've been offered a job in a bank or a corporate agencies. So I always knew I was not made of that as a person.
Right.
As a person I am. I chose my.
You knew something
my husband
was
is
missing.
A cinematographer. He's,
right.
Yeah. My husband is, you know, he's a media person. Uh-huh. So we have been together. We are friends for 10 years. Uh-huh. So he knows what I'm doing with my life.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Okay? So what are my priorities? Uh-huh. So wow. I think they understood. But for me, I will say the time I work here, I'm engaged there. So I don't feel anymore. But when I'm home, I feel bad sometimes. I feel sad sometimes. I miss them. So I just call them. It's 2023. We have the video calls. Uh-huh. And we have the mobile data. So it gets me connected. So I don't want to take that thing overhead on my mind that I'm alone and all
right,
that.
Right.
Because I already made my family here in Torit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm playing snooker. I'm working with people. Mm. So I'm eating lunch with my colleagues here. Mm-hmm. This is all about adaptability and merging with the people. So I think it makes me more tolerant with my emotions and to be more focused while I'm here.
I hear
about
you.
My existence.
I hear you, Siyama. Thank you so much for sharing with us. When we come back, we'll be speaking about the survival skills that one needs to acquire or that you have acquired over the years. I mean, you having started volunteerism at a tender age, you must have learned something in the field. So we'll be right back. On The Spotlight, we give you a chance to share with us your favorite songs. I know it's just four songs and some people have a multitude of favorite songs. This must have given you trouble. But what was your first song?
My first song, I second you on that. It was very tough to choose four songs out of it because I hear songs from all over the world. Mm-hmm. I don't have like one favorite country to first song. So first song will be from my country, from Bangladesh. It's the song Ekla Cholo. It has been sung by many people because it's a very old song. Mm-hmm. But my recent favorite is by Coke Studio Bangla. Mm-hmm. Ekla Cholo by Coke Studio Bangla. It will be on my first list.
All right. Well, Ekla Cholo by Coke Studio. It is. Let's just go and take a listen. We'll be right back.
মানুষে তারু দেশে দেশ বিদেশে আমি দেশ বিদেশে বেড়াই ঘুরে কোথায় পাবো তারে আমার মনের মানুষ যে রে আমি কোথায় পাবো তারে আমার মনের মানুষ যে যদি কেউ কথা না কয় ওরে ওরে ও বাবা কেউ কথা না কয় যদি সবাই থাকে ফিরায় সবাই করে ভয় যদি সবাই থাকে মুখ ফিরায় সবাই করে ভয় তবে পরাণ খুলে তুই মুখ ফুটে তোর মনের কথা একলা বলো রে তবে পরাণ খুলে ও তুই মুখ ফুটে তোর মনের কথা একলা বলো রে
যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে তবে একলা চলো একলা চলো একলা চলো একলা চলো রে তবে একলা চলো একলা চলো একলা চলো একলা চলো রে যদি তোর সবাই ফিরে যায় ওরে ওরে ও বাবা সবাই ফিরে যায় যদি গহন পথে যাবার গেলে কেউ ফিরে না চায় যদি গহন পথে যাবার গেলে কেউ ফিরে না চায় তবে পথের কাটা তুই রক্ত মাথা চরণ তবে একলা চলো রে তবে পথের কাটা যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে
হাসি মুখ চেনা চেনা সব খানে এরই মাঝে চলো মোরা হারিয়ে যাই তুমি যে আছো তাই আমি পথে হেঁটে যাই
আমার মনের মানুষ যে রে
Welcome back. You're listening to the Spotlight program with me, Irene Lasu. And today our spotlighter on the program is Saima Nizami. Saima is from Bangladesh and she is posted in Torit, Eastern Equatorial State, under the section of public information. Yes, Saima has been here for 2 months now sharing with us her journey. I mean, she started volunteerism at a tender age. And this is when I come in with the question of survival skills. Saima, you started as a young person during your teenagehood. I mean, just share with us some set of survival skills that you could have adopted over the years.
I would say from my young age till now, what I have found as a volunteer, as working for the community, I have put it in a list. Every time someone asks me this question, I put it in a list. It's the three things I would say. It's adaptation, merging skills, and self-worth as to know about your specialty. What you are doing, you need to know that you have been appointed or what you are serving here because you are specialized in your own section or in own. You have a basic, a very specific skills which we are going to put it on the table. And like the focus and focus on the remarkable impact we can put any skills we can serve on the table. Not based on the contract or number of salaries, number of zeros in the salaries. It's what I have learned. I have to put it in the table with other 10 people who are giving their part of skills on the same table. So with all of that together, like when we are talking about SDGs, you know, sustainable development goals, we have seen there are many goals. So everyone has to offer something. So we need to worth ourselves that what I am putting on the table and what others are. So there is a respect for oneself and for others also. So I think it makes our work more remarkable. And one of the most important is adaptation. Okay. Wherever, like even if you're a Bangladesh, you are in Nigeria,
you should be able to survive anyway.
Key, I think.
Right.
You have to survive adaptation. If you just go with a mindset, you know, it will be difficult. It will be difficult.
Indeed.
But if you go there and think it is what it is, you know, I know there is not a very available internet like US in Torit. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't expect
it's a struggle.
So this is a struggle. So if you think, this is what the limitations are to working here, so I think it gives you more focus on the results than the problems.
Right.
So I think focus, what is important.
Okay, and adaptation, as you said. Well, thank you so much for sharing those survival skills. And I'm sure the people who are listening in who have picked interest in volunteerism should be able to peek. Now, Saima, how has your life changed by serving as a volunteer?
Yeah, I feel fulfilled. I feel recognized because we are here. I believe in birth, death, and God too much. My belief system is very strong with this thing. So you know, you're not here to stay for longer. With this limited time, lifetime, we have to do something or put our remark as a human being, because we were created with, there are many animals, many living creatures around us, but we are the best creatures because of a reason, because of our consciousness, because of our integrity, because of our decisiveness. So we need to value this, I think. This gives me a proper realization I got during my volunteering period. I knew the words in my schools, but I didn't felt the words. So when I started working with the communities in the field or with the other staffs, the words become lively for me. So I think the volunteerism changed me a lot, person. Yeah. Not only me, but people around me also. Now I can sense, I can judge people, my younger people, they look towards me when they're doing something, that, you know, being a good example in front of them. Yeah. Is what I wanted from my life.
And I hope you have achieved it. Do you have any memorable moment as a volunteer that you'd like to share with us? A moment that stood out for you?
I have many, but I will tell you one about which has happened in my country. When I was a national volunteer, I was working under UNDP. So I was the focal for government liaison there. So there was an event on UN Day. So we have arranged an event on road safety. My supervisor, actually not the supervisor, the head of unit, she arranged it. And for some reason, she had a family emergency. She had to leave the day before the event. I was in an associate position. Between all the stuff, she chose me to take over the event, take a lead on that and finish the event on the day because she couldn't be there. It was a day involvement with the government, the military, and also the colleges of the local college and the teachers and the students. And we had to walk to the roads and give the leaflets to the traffic. So it was a big event. And after achieving it, I was given a very good recognition retreat in my organization. It was a fulfillment for me that I have made it. She trusted on me and I also made it. So it's a vice versa. It's for her trust and also my work.
Right.
So I think I remember that time.
So you were pushed to the deep end and you made it alive.
Yes.
Right.
I will not lie that I wasn't overconfident. I was nervous. But finally I did it.
Of course, there's always a first time to everything. And it's not like we're always confident when we are carrying on our fast tasks. Right?
Yeah, it's the nerves. You're always nervous. This is not a one day journey. So sometimes they think maybe they are not in a good position. They are the one who are not confident. So I think it's for them, they should know that it's okay to be nervous.
Right. That's valid. Thank you so much, Siyama, for that. Yes. What's your next favorite song?
It's Night Changes by One Direction.
All right.
It's also about friendship and childhood we have left behind.
I know. Nostalgia. Night Change. It is. We'll be right back.
Going out tonight changes into something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Everything she never had, she's showing off. Driving too fast, moon is breaking through her hair. She's heading for something that she won't forget. Having no regrets is all that she really wants. We're only getting older, baby. And I've been thinking about it lately.
To be
mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Reminds her of the missing piece of innocence she loves.
We're only getting older, baby.
Welcome back from that musical break, Night Changes by One Direction. And today our spotlighter is Siyama Nizami. Of course, she's taking us through her journey. And we looked at a lot of things, and she just shared her most memorable moment when she was given this task and she went through it. And, you know, she usually when you succeed on these things, you look back and say, was that me? But yeah, it was you. So she says, you may be out there and think about how overly confident the people who inspire you are, but no, she says, these people too have their moments. They too get nervous. So yes, if you're listening, you're listening to The Spotlight, and my name is Irene Lasso. Yes, Siyama, welcome back to The Spotlight. What actually inspires you, or who inspires
you? Thank you for having me again. Who? It's always my father.
And why is that?
My father. I lost my father in 2021 due to cancer. Yeah, but I have seen him when he was going from this world to another world. He had no regrets. He said that to me. I have no excess. I don't have too much savings, but I lived my life. He was a political leader, and he wasn't a born political leader also. He was born in a very low-income family, and he made himself a political leader for the community. He served to the community. We were raised in a hill tracks. In Bangladesh, there's an area called Rangamati Hill Tracks. So we were raised there, not in a big city. So there I had grown up with all the people from all the religions and the communities, tribal people. We all raised together in a diverse culture. So I will thank my father, and he really inspires me because he was a liberal person I have ever seen. I don't know this word exists or not, liberalist. Most yeah. liberal person. Yes, mm-hmm. he's the most mm-hmm. liberal person
okay.
I have seen and I have met in my life.
Right.
So, yeah, he started from a very low-income country, and he made it. Mm-hmm. He made it, and he was a father who gives us a liberal environment to be polite with people, be kind, and not looking into the grades too much, to be more into what you are doing mm-hmm. with your life. He was very open with this. He made us independent. Do your own bank accounts. Do your own things by your own self. I know you will fail, but at the end, you are the one who needs to survive alone. I will not be there forever. And he was very clear about this thing, not emotionally, but he was very clear about this thing. So I will give it this credit to my father. He inspires me the most.
Indeed. Still,
he was the one who actually had a dream to come to Africa.
And so now you stepped into his shoes. You're living his dream.
Yes, I am fulfilling his dream. I'm living his dream,
oh,
I think. Yeah,
that's heartwarming yes. indeed. Yes, so we would like to also know, I mean, you say that you studied engineering, and when you were there, you didn't feel complete, and then you came and did what you are doing right now. But I have this question. If you are not doing what you're doing right now, what would you have done?
Maybe engineering.
You would still go back to where you came from.
Because I had that love for physics. Mm-hmm. I love physics as a subject. So I wanted to do engineering. The reason I was there. But then I thought maybe the humanitarian sectors. Then when I got to know about not UN particularly, but the humanitarian sectors and the working, I think it made me, or I could be a journalist also. Yes, journalist, I think.
Okay.
Because I had that. I'm always looking for truth everywhere. I had that soul inside me.
So maybe you also had the curiosity. Thank you so much for joining us, Siyama, and sharing your beautiful story with us. So what's your third song?
It is, I think, not only my favorite, everyone's favorite is Waving Flag by Kina. It's a World Cup song, but it's so inspiring. I know he sang it for he was a Somalian singer, Kina. Mm. So I think this is the song gives me a lot of motivation in my life. I love this. Waving Flag by Kina.
Waving Flag it is. Let's go take a listen and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the last part of the show. Well, this is a spotlight program, and on this show we profile volunteers in South Sudan, and of course they share with us their beautiful stories, their beautiful journeys, and what inspired them to be volunteers. And since they're also posted in South Sudan, we get to share more about how they live with the communities that they have been posted in. Well, Siyama Nizami is my spotlighter today. She's from Bangladesh and she is in the public information section posted in Eastern Equatoria. Yes, Siyama, every guest on the spotlight is given a chance to choose a book. What book would you like to read in the fields or on an assignment, or what book are you currently reading?
Currently, I'm reading The Power of One, the spiritual enlightenment book by Eckhart Tolle. So it's more about how to interact with oneself, with you, and the concept of self-reflection and present in the moment. It's all about these things, what I'm reading so far.
Right.
I haven't finished it. Mm-hmm. So I think this is what the vibe I'm getting from this book.
Okay. So. Well, you are in Torit, and I remember when I asked you a question of, you were away from your family, and I mean, also the skills that somebody needs to adapt to. You spoke about adaptation and having a positive mind. Well, you mentioned the fact that the internet in Torit cannot be compared to that of the US. Yeah. I mean, admitting to the fact that there are some challenges that happen in the field. So what are some of, what luxury do you carry with to go to the field to make life more bearable for you?
So what I have bought with me, and I regret not to bought with me at the thing. So I know about phone, internet, but this is very limited. Big thing we cannot control, like the internet, we cannot control.
No,
actually,
we
have to depend on someone. What we can do it for ourselves is the water, fire lighters, because it's all, or a torch.
So we go back.
Knife,
you go back to the basics.
I will go back to the basic always, because I never forget my knife,
right?
And my peanut bars.
Okay.
So I will always say, get your peanut bars with you wherever you are, because you don't know how the food is, and if you don't get it. So ready with the peanut bars, because it takes some time to adjust with the food when you go somewhere, no matter the availability. So it always gives you the power, the strength to move on. The date bar, peanut bar, it's always with me. And another thing I will suggest, maybe carry a tent.
Okay.
I will not say you will need it in unmiss, but like we are going for LDPs, I already have been to LDP, so you may need
so
it.
So what is LDP for somebody who may not know?
Okay. It's a long distance petrol where we go and we stay at night. And there are like LDP and SDP, like short distance and long distance. For the short distance, we come back, and for the long distance, we stay there. So sometimes, South Sudan is a very new country. It's just got liberated in 2023, mainly. So, sorry, 2011. So there are, you don't expect all the resources available here. This is the challenges. So you have to be ready for the consequences. So a tent will be helpful for you, for yourself, and some food which is easy to carry and which is not it's your friendly foods. And yes, the utensils, like I'm telling you, the knife and the lighter and torch, these are very basics and we should carry, and for your mindset to keep it positive and keep it alive, you need books.
Indeed.
Because you don't depend on phones or the iPad because of the charging. I can't assure the solar charging, but the books you can always carry and always read to alive, be in the moment.
Saima, we have come to the end of the show. Thank you so much for letting us in on your story. But before I let you go, what's your next favorite song? Your last song, perhaps?
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
Thank you for having me in the best team, which is PIO.
Uh-huh.
Very competitive team. It was competence team. And my last song is Hotel California by Eagles. It's been in my playlist for 20 years and it will be there for next 20 years.
Okay. Hotel California is by Eagles Band. Well, when I come back, I'll be signing out. Well, thank you so much, Saima.
Thank you.
Listening to the Spotlight program, and this is a show that highlights UN volunteers in South Sudan. Our guest today was Siyama Nizami. She shared with us her amazing story. Now we have come to the end of the show. Thank you so much for your company. My name is Irene Lasu, and catch me again on the next episode of the Spotlight program. Bye bye for now. Check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Mariah.